Hey y'all, this is another live stream rip from Tuesday, February 5th, that's today. And this one I briefly address, the idea of, the idea of tone policing, which is when, you know, you're a white person and a person of color is speaking up about their experiences and you're like, I agree with what you're saying, but I think you should change the way that you're saying it. And then I start talking about fucking and dating, which is something that I wanna go on for a little bit just to give the topic of race a rest. Even though it's Black History Month, I do wanna give the topic of race a little breather for a second, just to talk about good old fashioned a fucking. So please enjoy this podcast, this Instagram live rip into a podcast. I just wanted to ramble real quickly, because this I don't think the texts are going anywhere, and I want some kind of outlet for how I'm feeling. So I'm having a conversation with a guy. Hey, Jess Mayer. I'm having a conversation with a guy, what's his name, Brett Funky, on some of the comments. And the thing that I'm trying to try out is just like not assuming that everyone, just not assuming the worst, or at least acting as if I'm not assuming the worst, although as a survival instinct, I have to assume the worst. Brett is like, you know, I agree with what you're saying, but I think the way you're saying it is going to alienate the people who need the message the most, which I think he means like really hardcore conservatives and racists. And to me, like, you know, most of the way that I think people of color have to operate in the white world is like kind of tiptoeing around those people. And so to actually have a forum where I, as a person of color, am just expressing honestly is really important. Like, we haven't had that at any other time in history. Like, we haven't had anything like Instagram where we can just like express ourselves, you know, because white people have controlled the entire media for like ever. Brett, for you to come in and say like, you know, I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm gonna tell you how to say it better so that it can appeal to white people who are harder headed than myself. That's called tone policing. I told you what tone policing is. You gotta Google it. Or just unfollow me. I really think that's the shortcut. That's why I posted that video. This was a few posts ago, but I said, you know, just unfollow me, because like, I think if you're gonna follow me and you're gonna be a fan of mine, you really just gotta strap yourself in and like let that train hit you. Like, let all the information, everything that's coming out of me hit you, and not try to filter it. And for you as a white person to be like, oh, let me give you, okay, you're a Black person like opening up and expressing themselves, let me give you a couple filters. Here, use this filter. That's not what we need. I don't know if you can really understand Brett. Yeah, Brett's a guy. Yeah, Flower Punk, pay attention in class. But I'm going to concentrate for now because I'm not going to stream for very long. I'm going to go take a nappy. I'm just assuming these are all well-meaning people who are just extremely uneducated on these points. And that's why I have to say, you know, go look up tone policing. Go look up white privilege. At least form an argument that's educated on these topics, because when I say, hey, what you're doing is bad, you're protecting the interests of the people who have marginalized our voices for centuries now. You're on the you're on the wrong side, and I'm letting you know directly. I could put you on, I could put you on and pretend like you're my ally and stuff like that, but it wouldn't benefit you, and me and other people of color would know what kind of person you are. I'm trying to get you up to the level where you know, you'll be able to date hot, woke Black chicks, you know? You want to get to that level. And right now, if you're on the side, first of all, you gotta take off the hat and you gotta pick better fitting clothes. That's just me just ribbing you a little bit. Sorry for that. I couldn't help it. But second of all, like, it's just a very stereotypical white thing to do, to be like, hey, black guy, you're expressing. Let me alter your way of expressing to make it more palatable to a white audience. We really don't need any more of that, Brett. Brett Funky. By the way, change it. Change that name. Brett Funky. It's too cute. Just make it your name, or make it like your first name and your middle name. Stop with the Brett Funky. It makes you automatically, it takes points off of you automatically when people read that. I know that you wanna help though, but the way you help is by signal boosting. By the way, Google these terms. Fucking, I'm sure there's a glossary somewhere online of a you know, like a list of woke terms, so that you can like kind of keep up with the rest of this us in this discussion. Like, I part of me wants to go back and forth about it, but it's like I see you getting angry at me for saying, hey, you're doing the wrong thing. You're like, you're accusing me of doing something I'm not, and you're totally missing my point. Your point is that I could be talking in a way that sounds sweeter to white people that are more racist and ignorant than you, but that's not really who this is for. You may have missed the post, but I said it before, I'm not really trying to convert the wicked, I'm more preaching to the choir. I don't necessarily believe in teachable moments, because people that are open to the voices of people of color are just kind of open to it for whatever reason. Maybe they've had an experience in their life that opened them, or maybe they're just intelligent enough to understand that white privilege is stupid, and that there's a whole set of things that go with white privilege. I'm not sending anybody after you. Someone mentioned like, oh, the Gabe army came after me. There's no Gabe army. If there was a Gabe army, I'd be a much richer person. These are just conscious people who find your ignorance repugnant, right? So really what you gotta do is Google tone policing. Like, if you don't like the way that I'm saying stuff and you feel like my truth is too harsh, it's probably because it's something you need to hear. And it's definitely something that people with a harder, whiter head than yours need to hear. Don't try to water down my message for mass appeal, because that doesn't help things. The truth needs to be out there, even if it's unpalatable. And just so you know, like this isn't, you didn't invent tone policing, I didn't invent tone policing, and it's not new. Since the civil rights era and people taking actions for civil rights, people have been saying, okay, I understand your quest for freedom and your quest for civil rights, but I don't agree with the way you're going about it. I don't think you should sit at that lunch counter. I don't think you should drink from that water fountain. I don't think you should desegregate this school. That's been going on forever. The white moderate, as Martin Luther King called it. By the way, fucking read a goddamn book, because then I wouldn't have to. I dropped out of high school. Why the fuck am I teaching you fucking, you know, black history? You should be, during Black History Month, you should research this yourself. The white moderate, who routinely says, I agree with you, but not with the way you do it. But the way that the white moderate does things upholds white supremacy. That's why Trump's in office, because there's a way that you guys are accustomed to doing things, and you want to hear revolutionary talk, but you don't want it to be that revolutionary. It's stupid. Do you find the music industry repulsive? Yeah, of course. Or as white folks, we could just take a step back and listen. I mean, if I was white, there's no way I would be jumping into a conversation like this without being extremely informed. But I'm like a smarter dude. As a guy, I don't like jump onto like feminist conversations where they're like, oh, men are trash, da da da, saying whatever about men, and being like, okay, I understand that you're trying to get equality between the sexes, but I don't think this is the way you should go about it. I'm on your side though. I just want to tell you that you're turning several people off with your approach. That's stupid. If you think that's a smart thing to do, then you. Well, I don't want to insult you too much. It's just really fun to do it, because it's just like nonsense. And you know, when you're getting frustrated with me, I'm taking time out of my day to educate you personally. So if you're getting frustrated with me, but you're never gonna bang a hot woke black chick. That's all I'm saying, buddy. It's never gonna happen for you because you just don't get it. You just don't get it, and you're not like kind of patient enough to be like, okay, maybe this black guy knows what he's talking about. Maybe I should listen to him. You like just want to get your point across, which is that, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong or don't. The point is just that you think the way that I'm talking is too harsh and not gonna reach those white ears that need it most. They're not gonna listen to me anyway, dummy. Sorry, low power all the time. Yeah, Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, like if you're, you know, I'm talking about you know, race and race relations here. Like, if you're like a racist white person, you're not looking at anything but Fox News anyway. So you're not gonna go to this black dude saying he's black Bob Dylan and like gonna try to find out about race from him. The same way you're not listening to me, people that are more conservative than you are not gonna listen to me. Do you get what I'm saying at all? Probably not. I feel like the logic switch in people's brains is broken. Like, it just doesn't logically make sense. Like, either you're open to people of color telling you their experiences, or you're not. If you're trying to alter it, then that means you're not open to it. And trying to do it under the guise of like you're helping the movement, it's like, no, you're a hindrance. You think you're unique, but you're not. You're just another white guy that's like, okay, that black guy is speaking up and I don't like the way he's talking. He should talk more like this. That's like so typical. Anyway, yeah, I don't have much to say beyond that. I just wanted to like get that out. I think I want to do a podcast that's about dating, actually, or a couple podcasts about dating, speaking of banging hot woke black chicks. Because like I've had a few dudes just sort of express to me that, you know, they can't find any girl, they can't get any dates, basically. And I've had girls just tell me that there's no good guys out there, which there really aren't, because men are trash. And unless you know that, like, you know, you don't really improve yourself at all. So I wanted to create a podcast about that, just to maybe get off the race topic for one or two podcasts. So expect that sometime later. So yeah, I'm wearing hockey pads. I do find the music industry repulsive, but who doesn't? Who doesn't? I mean, music doesn't have to stand for anything anymore. Like, the culture around music is like superficial and shallow, for a superficial and shallow audience. So yeah, I'm hoping to buck that trend at least. I don't know if I'll start a new trend of people deciding to be honest and talk about things from their heart or their head or whatever, but I personally am gonna, you know, keep going in the direction that I'm going. I don't think anything that I'm saying is too extreme. I think a lot of what I'm saying is just, you know, humorous, hyperbole, metaphor, things like that, and people can't deal with it. And you know, I'm aware that pretty much no matter how I express my truth, I'm always gonna be shut down by, or some white person is always gonna try, or some white ally, some ally of white supremacy is going to try to shut me down. That's just the way it works. You stand out from all these artists that lack substance. I fucking hope so. Because I get bored. I think for a long time, I'd look through Instagram and I'd be like, oh my God, like, you know, I don't care, you know? Like, beyond, like, once you figure out someone's voice is good, like, that alone in itself is not special. You know, I want to know that person that's singing or that artist is like a real artist, you know? I want someone that I can really look up to, like a John Lennon, like a Kurt Cobain, like a Bob Dylan, like a Janis Joplin, like a Jim Morrison, like people who really live and die by, you know, the sword. But, you know, it's just because we're a consumer culture and we don't have, like, we're not like in Greece or something like that, where like the basis of our society is a philosophy. You know what I mean? Like, the basis of our society is capitalism and consumerism, and our economy isn't based on anything other than speculation. So, you know, the art and music that comes out of this culture and that's made popular is, of course, like, not going to reflect any value whatsoever. That's why we listen to songs like Dua Lipa's New Rules, like, one, don't pick up the phone, dun, 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 dun. It's like, how about you be a fucking grown-up Dua Lipa, and if you decide to fuck a dude because he gives good head or he blows that back out or whatever, and he's also at the same time a bad boyfriend, how about you just, like, accept that choice like an adult woman? I don't feel like, I mean, but that's the thing, like, Dua Lipa, that song, it isn't a song for, like, adult women. All right. It isn't a song. I think I have a mouse, so I'm just checking. It isn't a song for adult women. It's like a song for, like, it's like to me anyway, in my own humble guy opinion, it seems to be a song that's addressing women who aren't comfortable with their own choices. You know, don't pick up the phone. You know, when you're drunk and alone, too. It's like, don't you know any women that just sort of, like, fuck dudes and then go on their own way? It's like, it's like coming from this standpoint that, like, you really need the dude to be around and you can't just get some dick. And it's like, I don't know. The girls that I know, that I've always known, are, like, kind of like dudes in that. Like, not that they, you know, don't want relationships and stuff like that, but it's like, especially in New York, like, the reality of it is, like, relationships are few and far between, like, really serious ones are few and far between. And, I mean, you know, the hookups happen and they go away. I think it's just this circle of, like, the kind of, like, I like Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. I didn't listen to it, but I mean the concept behind it. She's, like, thankful for her. It just seems like a very mature adult perspective. She's thankful for the exes that have come, and she's like, okay, next one. You know, the reality of it is that there's just going to be more probably of the same or similar guys, and she's going to try to learn, as I don't know the whole theme of the song, but I'm just making assumptions. She's going to try to learn her best from the past relationships as she moves into a future. Just a very adult perspective, and I just see Dua Lipa's song as, like, you know, she's just, like, scared. She's just scared of fuckboys. Like, why are you scared of fuckboys? Fuckboys are walking dildos. Just fuck them and toss them out, and then, you know, build a company. Be that, you know, that female CEO of Facebook that wrote that book, and then the company went bad. But, I mean, you know what I mean? It's just like focused around men. You know, it's this music being pitched to women, you know, to focus around men more instead of, like, be actually independent. And it's like this false kind of independence, like, oh, don't call him. You know, who gives a fuck? Call him. How about you acknowledge that he's a fuckboy and acknowledge that he has a specific purpose and acknowledge that you, as a human biological person, have your own needs, and your needs are beyond having a boyfriend or having him call you back. Maybe you don't need him to call you back because he sleeps all day and he smokes weed and he works at a pizzeria. Maybe that's why you shouldn't pick up the phone. Not because he doesn't call you back. You know what I mean? It's just super, yeah, the false empowerment. But you know, thank you, Alizé. I don't know if, you know, tell me your opinion of the Dua Lipa song. I just feel like it's really infantile, although I really do like, I don't like the counting thing in the verse. One, don't pick a phone. I think that's just like four babies, literally, and that's why you count in a song. It's four babies, so they can keep track of where the song is. But I like when it goes, I got new rules, I count. I got new rules, I count. I like that part. That part's pretty cool. Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about dating. I remember someone had asked me about dating advice a few years ago, and my advice to this dude was that you should just become very good at masturbation, because that's something that I learned from the women in my life. Like, they don't really, they, you can't, like, as a woman, you can't trust your orgasm to men. So you handle it yourself as a first thing. And so it's like women will go, like guys are like, I need sex this weekend, man. I need sex this week. I'm gonna put my dick in anything. I'll fuck a tree. I don't care. And women are like, oh, I haven't had sex for 3 months, but I have, like, you know, I have this dildo that's like. By the way, here's a dildo. Here's a sex toy recommendation from a comedian, Nikki Glaser. There's a sex toy called the Womanizer, and it actually just, like, sucks on the clit, and it has different suction power. So it's about $159. It's a little bit pricey, but I heard it's worth it. And she says, I want to buy it. That's the type of fuckboy I am. I want to buy the Womanizer. Just fucking try that shit out on somebody. Like, I mean, come on. I love the future. But yeah, she said if you've never squirted before, that'll make you a squizzert. Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, man. Like adult women don't really, like, get attached to guys that aren't worth that much in the first place, I think, you know? Or they aren't really looking to fill an emptiness. That's such a, like, a 1950s perspective. It's like, you know, just this is my view of the Dua Lipa song perspective. It's just like, you're a woman and you need a man by you. And that's just a fuckboy. So don't even pick up the phone when he calls, because he won't be that man that you need. How about you be like Samantha from Sex and the City, which is, so my two favorite characters, Sex and the City, are Samantha and Charlotte. Cause Charlotte's kind of woke on the low, and Samantha is just, like, out there getting fucking dick, being fucking sex positive as fuck, being, like, completely unashamed, like, making everyone blush, and she's just, like, an adult person, you know? Except when she meets Richard, and Richard is like, I just like to fuck, and I want to be in an Antigua one moment and then taking someone to Reno the next moment. And then she's like, okay, you're such a great fuckboy, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to date you. And then she's like, oh, now I'm going to change you from being a fuckboy. It's like, come on, don't, it's not Samantha falling into that old trap. How about Samantha, you just say, okay, that's what Richard's about, and I know what I want in a relationship. And if that thing that I want comes by, I'm not gonna, like, spend my whole life looking for it and longing for this partner and this relationship and this structure that was, you know, beaten into me, you know, breed, fucking marry and breed, bitch. You know, not you, Samantha. I forget where I was going with that, but I didn't like that part of Samantha's story. I wanted Samantha to stay just, like, kind of, you know, just slutting it up. Just Amber Rose fucking slut walking it up and down the street, just fucking getting dick and discarding it, you know? I feel like that's empowering. Like, you know, women are shamed out of that kind of, like, objective, impartial thinking. But it's common sense. Like, you know, you don't want to be in some perpetual cycle of attracting the wrong guy and then trying to stay away from the wrong guy. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, we all know why you like fuck boys. It's because they fucking, they're dumb and they pound it, right? Or they eat pussy good or whatever the fucking thing is. So why not just, like, take it as it is and just, like, kind of, and if, you know, on the reverse end, I've been, you know, I've had it pointed out that, like, you know, there are girls like the Sex and City Samantha. I will, like, try to date that girl, even though that girl is, like, clearly does not want anything from me besides Le Pepe. And I will try to, you know, date that girl and be like, I love you, because she's so unattainable. And it's just that idea. We want something that's unattainable, but we can't, like, really admit that to ourselves and say, like, oh, I like this person because they're unattainable. Let me let them be unattainable. Anyway, fuckboys transcend gender, though. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, leave them right where you left them. You know, if they, also a thing that they'll do is, like, you know, be like, oh, I want this to be casual. And then they'll be like kind of amping it up a little bit. Like, oh, I want it to be casual. And then, like, maybe get you, like, a little, little gift on Valentine's Day or whatever, making it not casual. Maybe like, you know, text you good morning. Oh, good morning, sweetie, making it not casual. It's like, you gotta know where that's coming from. Like, everybody doesn't know what they want, really, but you gotta know what you want. And I feel like, you know, maybe I'll listen to read the lyrics of New Rules again to see if, you know, that kind of message is included there. But it just kind of just seemed really weak sauce. Like, don't pick up the phone, you know, he only calls when he's drunk and alone, too. I mean, yeah, I'm down with that. Or like, if he's drunk and alone and he calls you, are you horny? Then let him come over. And when he's like, oh, I love you, thank you for letting me come over, just be like, yeah. Your Uber is almost here. Come on, ladies. Come on. Come on, let's do it for 2020. I really want some pussy power in the office in 2020. That would be really nice. Oh my God, after 4 years of Trump, how nice would it be just to have like Alexandria, damn it, I can't say her whole name. And Zaliz, how, you know who I'm talking about. How nice would it be to have her in the office? Or just put some pussy in that seat. Come on. Let's get some spotting going in that chair. You know, let's put some fucking spots on that chair. Let's have to fucking reupholster that shit. You know what I'm saying? Once a month. Just unleash a torrent of fucking, but, or let's just be fucking menopausal in that shit. Have a fucking White House fucking like a freezer, cold as fuck, cause you know, the president's having like hot flashes all day. Let's make that happen. All right, I'm sure most of that was offensive to everyone. What about Michelle? You mean her for 2020? Michelle Obama's not gonna run in 2020. She's not gonna run in 2020. Yeah, Michelle Obama's gonna run in 2020, and Beyonce is gonna be Secretary of Defense, and Oprah is gonna be Vice President, and State Secretary Aaliyah. No, what am I talking about? State Secretary Rihanna. Oh my God, Rihanna is the new Aaliyah. Whoa. Anyway, she seems super. Yeah, Michelle Obama's super smart. That goes without saying. Michelle Obama's super smart. Kamala Harris, yeah. Something like that. Now, Michelle Obama's not going to run. I'm not saying she wouldn't be good. I just know that she's too smart to run after Trump. But Hillary's not. So let's hope that Hillary's... Hillary's like an old boxer. Hillary's like Rocky, literally. Hillary has gotten punched in the face so many times. And she's all bloody from the nose and her eyes all swollen. And she's like, come on, I'm gonna run again, let's do it. She doesn't even care. So maybe Hillary will run again. I believe in Hillary. I believe that Hillary wants it enough. And she spent a long time gathering the support. But I think Trump was just like an unexpected wild card, really. You know, you can't plan for that kind of stuff. What else? Okay, yeah, this is for my dudes out there who can't get dates. This is my little dating advice. Be friends with women, oh my God, and masturbate. You know what I used to have? This is my masturbation setup. Before I destroyed my laptop, which is so sad because I have it over there, it's just inactive. It's an AirBook that I spilled water on and it just like just died, but I keep it there, just like, you know, try the power button every once in a while just to see if it'll turn on, which it won't. I should try charging it first and see if it'll turn on. But I would have like my laptop screen open, my iPad and my phone, and just fucking and blazing, which I don't smoke anymore, but if you blaze you can blaze, and just jerk for gangbusters. There's no, you know, like if you jerk off in front of three screens while stoned and also eating like some Mickey D's or something like that, there's no way you need a date after that. You're not gonna be like, oh, like, I try it. Women will call you and you'll be like, nah, I'm gonna stay in. You know what I mean? I think the point is just to learn to satisfy yourself and stop putting your happiness outside yourself and stop kind of like really prioritizing an abdominal cavity over all else in life. It's just really silly, especially because it's just like a biological impulse that you can kind of whack away in 5 minutes. So that leads me to my second point, which is like actually be friends with and supportive of women, because you would be surprised how much women value that in their lives. And you don't even really have to be that great at it, because I'm not that great at it. But I think I've had a lot of female friends over my life because I've grown up with women, raised by a single mother, and like you're just used to kind of like listening to women and like understanding things from their perspective. Do that. Stop worrying about getting your dick sucked. Suck your own dick or jerk your own dick. Jerk off, then go to your friend Becky or Roxanne's house and fucking ask her how her day was and really like understand how her mind works. And then when a girl who's actually interested in you comes into your life, you'll have something to offer her besides your fucking blue balls and your boner, your rigid boner. But I think that's the hard thing, since like, you know, dudes are just really kind of like very much ruled by testosterone. It's super hard for me. Like, I try not to hit on my female friends every 5 seconds, but I mean, I like to tell them, like, this is what I mean. You're looking very beautiful today. Make it something like completely, you know, you look stunning, even something like that. But just don't do it with like, you look stunning, you know, don't do it like that. Just like kind of, learn to appreciate women physically, even, because as I'm talking about, you know, being friends with them, that's obviously an appreciation of them as emotional, intellectual beings, but learn to appreciate them physically without that kind of conquest mentality of like, oh, I'm gonna fuck that bitch and blow her back out. And, you know, I'm not guaranteeing that you'll get some through this, but like, guess what? Women like to put stuff in their pussies. And if they see you as like basically a girl, which I've been called one of the girls so many times in my life, and you got a hard dick laying around, they'll be like, hey, put that hard dick in me. We're hanging out here, you know, I'm playing with your, I'm putting barrettes in your hair because you're comfortable as a man. How about that hard dick you got? Let's see that. But like, don't introduce your dick until they mention it. Please don't whip out your dick. Don't send pictures of your dick. Just put the dick away. Don't even have the dick. You're gay. Be a gay guy. Be a gay dude. Be a gay dude and have like 10 women friends. And then try not to get a date after that. After you get 10 women friends that you talk to, hey, how was your day? How's that thing going at work? How's that bitch at work? Once you go through all that with 10 women, try not to have girls coming after you, because you're gonna be that one dude that seems comfortable not getting his DS'd all day long and shit like that. What do you think about the benefits of not jerking off? If you're like me and you just like kind of jerk the shit out of your dick until there's just like nothing left, then there's a ton of benefits to not jerking off. You have like more energy. But I'd say for men, I mean, you build up goo in your body. You know, it's kind of like poop. It's like a biological function. So, I mean, I think this is different than chronic masturbation. If you're masturbating like 3 times a day, you don't need to be jerking off 3 times a day. I heard there's something like you need like 21 cum shots a month for, you know, ideal prostate health on average. By the way, I think over the past couple of years I have jerked off like my prostate now is like so fucking, my prostate's good from all the times that I have ejaculated and edged over the past couple of years. So I'm benefiting a lot from, well, actually since I stopped smoking, I haven't been jerking off as much. I'm also drinking a lot of turmeric, which is a mood elevator, an anti-inflammatory thing. So I haven't really been wanting to jerk off as much. And, you know, I mean, I think the thing with when you don't jerk off as much, you notice girls' butts and boobs more. I think that's it. You know, I, and there's like a little more energy, but I think the claims of like the superhuman nofap claims are somewhat exaggerated. Dick pics are humanity's worst invention. True, they're just they make me mad, man. I had a couple tumblers going, I had a couple porn tumblers going, I had a MeWe going, and like I was just like, you know, you do. Dudes are stupid. Dudes are stupid. I like to relate with other men on how beautiful women are. But like most dudes are so like oriented around their own penis that it's like you don't want to be near them. Anyway, don't send dick. I'm not going to, you know, tell you my entire history and everything going on with me, but you don't want to send dick pics to anybody, you know, if you're in like some kind of sex chat or something like that, if you're on like what do you call it, like some kind of sex forum, you know, there's various sex forums online where you can talk to people and chat and share pictures and stuff like that. Don't have like a dick pic as your avatar being like, hey, where are the ladies at? Hey guy, there's no ladies in here. You know, there's no ladies in here looking for dick. Do you know what I'm saying? Actually, you know what, though? You guys remember, not Chatterbait, but Chat Roulette? Chat Roulette was the shit for a while. Does anybody remember old Chat Roulette? Chat Roulette used to be the kind of place where you can go on and there'd be pretend, like after like 50, after you skip through like 50 dudes jerking off, they'd be like, they'd be like one chick there, be like, and you'd be like, oh! But yeah, that's just, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go through that. Anyway, I feel so self-conscious about my body, so not sending unsolicited dick pics is not a problem. Well, don't feel insecure about your body. Some women actually do want to see your dick, and it's weird when they ask. Because you're like, really? Like, send me a picture of your dick. Really? Yeah. I don't know. Some girls are into it. But literally that's like 1% of the population, that's less than 1% of the population that actually wants to see a picture of a dick. I just don't think, I feel the same way too. Like a body part divorced of its person and personality doesn't really mean anything to me. So like headless photos of like naked women don't do anything for me, or like close up shots of a pussy, or like just like tits alone don't do anything for me. Like, I want to see like the way a lady walks, you know what I'm saying? I want to see like, I think like the hottest thing for me in like porn is like when a woman's like talking. Like I could get down to to certain ASMR videos, fully clothed too. Because there's like, I don't know, I'm an old pervert. I've jerked my dick to oblivion, I've jerked off to all the porn on the internet. I'm so sure of it. I've jerked off to all the porn on the internet. So the stuff that I'm gravitated more to has like this deeper layer of sensuality to it. I don't swim without a shirt and you should accept your body. All bodies are beach bikini bodies. That was a useless thing to say, but I mean, yeah. All bodies are hot. And plus, man, when I was growing up, shout out to Nick. I mostly liked amateur porn. If we're talking porn stars, oh man, Mandy Muse, probably my favorite porn star. There's this interview with Mandy Muse on YouTube where she's like interviewing a guy and she's like twerking on his penis, she's like twerking on his crotch, and then she starts like actually being real and talking about how passionate she is about sex and how much she loves it and how it's like something she's good at and she enjoys, and it's like, you know, it's like her performance, and I really like that because I could understand that completely. So check out Mandy Muse if you want to check out porn star. She has some crazy scenes for sure. I don't want this conversation to go too much in the wrong direction. This is a saucy one. This is a saucy conversation. I just think it's more possible for men and women to get together. And sometimes I meet dudes and they make it sound like women are this different species, and it's not even about them being fine. I'm telling you, like, it has nothing to do with the, I mean, Mandy Muse has a big old white girl butt, but it's mostly about her personality. She's like slutty with a capital S. She's like free sexually. I have always looked up to that. I've always, you know, I've always had super slutty friends. That's like always been my thing, and not even like for me to have sex with. I just like their vibe. They're usually more creative, more like self-directed women, and they end up being slutty because like they don't care what other people think to some respect. Shout out to Amber Rose. Yes, it is about the attitude. Her rap was cringer. Yeah, Riley Reid is cool. She's all right. She's all right. I don't know if I have much in common with her. I saw her being interviewed by Dan Harmon once. And she's talking about like Prop 60 or whatever, which was like some kind of way that the conservatives in California were trying to clamp down on independent porn producers such as Riley Reid. So I think it's cool that she was like talking about politics and she isn't just like kind of like fucking on film and just like, I mean, she's protecting her own interests, of course, but I think it's cool that she's like getting interviewed and getting involved politically and being on the front of that. But I didn't really feel that much in common with her personally, honestly. I don't know. I'd love if you, yeah. Oh, it was Prop 60. That's great. That's great that I remember. That's nuts. If you have any dating questions, you can send them to me. I've had my penis inside a million people. So I have, some experience there, and I've also been friends with and are friends with plenty of ladies at the moment, and I don't know. I love my female friendships. I think, you know, especially, you know, I think like after I went through like a big breakup, and like I don't think I really wanted to be friends with women for a while. Actually, I wasn't friends with women very much during my relationship because like my partner was like super jealous about that sort of thing. And so I think like it took like a few years after that to like build back up to the point where I wasn't just only seeing women to like date them, where I was like actually being like, okay, you're a friend, we're hanging out as friends, and I'm almost like, you know, I like turn that off around you. I think for a while I didn't even see the benefit of that because it's just like I was just kind of like hurt and just kind of looking to cope with sex for a while, which I'm sure a lot of people understand what that's like. Oh yeah, I'll do more Nirvana covers. I don't know any off the top of my head, but I'll set to learning some soon. Thanks for the request. Maybe I'll do a live stream later on this evening and do some Nirvana covers then. So maybe I'll start rehearsing one now. Yeah, it's weird that I don't know how to play more Nirvana. I pretty much know how to play, what the fuck is that one? Pennyroyal Tea, and that's about it. But there's other ones that I could probably scrape together today. Does anybody have any questions? All right, if you have a question, me too. Kurt Cobain was my spirit animal too. If you have any questions that you want to send me, anything personal, you can call my voicemail hotline, which is 443-457-8091. You just call and leave me a message. You can say whatever you want. Or you just send me the DMs and, you know, maybe you have a crush on your coworker and you need me to tell you to stop it. Stop having a crush on your coworker just because it's convenient. This is something that men do. We're just like, just like kind of creatures of convenience, and that's like I'm in love with the person that I'm working with. It's like, no, you're just lazy. You're lazy. Anyway, what do you think about open relationships? I'm all for them. I think all relationships should start open. I think the idea of like commitment as a first thing before you know a person is like a little weird. I think if anything, be friends first, like real friends, like platonic friends, and really get each other first, and then fuck, and have that be the open relationship. And then once you're sure that you only want to fuck that person, then have it be a monogamous relationship. I love your Across the Universe by the Beatles cover, but it's only on Instagram. Oh. All right, I'll work on it then. I'll work on that. Thanks for asking that question, Diogo Pena. All right, so any more questions? Send them to my DMs. I don't understand love at first sight. I can't do it. Well, yeah, that's a Hollywood thing. I think we all get fucked up by that, especially when you're younger. Love at first sight. Yeah, that's not really a thing. I mean, you could look across a crowded room and see someone you like, but the part of you that thinks that's love is not a very genuine part, I feel. This is anecdotal, but I've never seen a functional open relationship. Well, then you gotta look harder, because there's a whole bunch out there. Like, since the sexual revolution of the 60s, like, many people have tried open relationships. What about Will and Jada Smith? I mean, they don't talk about it a lot, but they've insinuated a ton of times that they have an open relationship. But yeah, beyond that, there's plenty of open relationships that works. It's just two people that aren't jealous of each other. It's definitely possible. And I think it's weird that the idea of an open relationship is so strange to everyone. It shows like how deep the country's sort of religious, like Victorian background goes. Like, our society is so Christian that the idea of an open marriage is like, I've never seen that work. Of course it works. People have open relationships all the time. All the time. I mean, yeah, first you'd have to imagine there's a man and a woman who are friends and see each other as people, and that they fuck, and that they're open with each other, and they fuck other people. I mean, like you're saying, you know, you've never seen a functional open relationship, but I haven't seen many functional marriages. Do you know what I mean? It's not like monogamous relationships are more functional, because they're the same people are in them. Humans are dysfunctional. It's not the relationships. It's the people. It's the amount of empathy that they have. It's the amount of honesty that they're able to use. I mean, and also, you know, open relationships aren't really open. Like, it isn't like, oh, just fuck everybody, because that's, like, dangerous and disease-spready. It's, like, mostly about communication. That's, like, 90% of it. No, I don't think you're against it. I just think it's, like, it's still, like, a really new, weird idea, the idea of an open relationship. But anyway, rambling on, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be by later. Send me DMs if you have any other questions about anything. Let's talk about fucking now instead of racism all day long. Open relationships and normal relationships don't work for everyone. Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much for listening, guys. You can watch my live streams pretty much daily on Instagram.com/GabrielMayersNYC. And you can also follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/GabrielMayers. Mayers, M-A-Y-E-R-S. If you have any questions or comments that you want to send to me, feel free to send it to either one of those social networks, or you can just email me at GabrielMayersNYC@gmail.com. I welcome your questions. Also, make sure to rate and review and subscribe to this on iTunes. And if you're on one of those other podcasting platforms, make sure you share the stream with the people that you love the most. Thank you so much. You're a super fan.